All right, guys.
What
Topic of
about?
contention. Where's the clitoris?
Where is
For
it?
all you guys out there, I found it.
For all of the guys that listen.
I'm not telling y'all. Trade secret. I'm not telling y'all where it is. I found it though. Checking that one off.
I guess every man has to go on his own journey to find the clitoris.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like a
Or
story. It's like a
woman.
story arc.
Or they.
Or they will find the clitoris.
Yeah, every person has to go on their own journey to find the clitoris.
That shit's elusive.
Okay, so do you know what I mean? Now your toes are tucked away, and now no one has to look at your toes.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Welcome back to another episode of 20 Something Podcast. Today I'm here with my boyfriend Trey.
I'm here. I'm making my debut.
He's here, and you're actually my second guest.
Yes.
And that's crazy. How do you feel about being a guest?
I feel honored. I feel like this is my moment
Yeah.
to show the people what I'm all about.
Yeah.
And
And you get to meet all the fans. Guys, stop coming up to me in public. I'm too famous. It's like getting to be a hassle.
the
And my
paparazzi has to
bodyguards are
chill.
getting really, really concerned
Yeah,
about
they're
it.
gonna have
So
the security buzz it.
just like stop asking for so many pictures.
Now
Okay.
we got that established.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. So yeah, I wanted to have you on because obviously you're so important in my life. You're
Oh,
one of my
thank
favorite
you.
people in the world.
Stop
And I
it.
think you're hilarious and
Relax.
funny and yeah.
Don't blush over there,
Do you feel
relax.
comfortable? Do you like the vibe?
Yeah, this is awesome. I got the little notebook here. I got a pen. I could click it, like a stem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe try not to click the pen too much.
Oh yeah, maybe or
Because
also
the
maybe
mic
not
will for
directly next to
sure
the
pick
mic.
that up.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I'll
Just
do it
that,
like over
yeah.
here.
Yeah,
Yeah.
just click the pen away from the mic.
I got a stem.
Yeah.
No.
But you're actually, he was the first person that knew about this podcast. You're the first person that ever listened to it.
That was so real of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think of that? What do you think of the whole process? What is it like to have a girlfriend who's famous?
It's a challenge.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, it's so hard.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's really difficult.
Every day, paparazzi just swarming.
No, but for real, like, what do you think?
It's cool. Like, I've never, like, you know, the first person I've known that, like, took, like, this kind of stuff seriously. Like, I know people that, like, do,
Yeah.
like, TikTok for fun and all, and, like, stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
But you,
I do take it seriously.
like, you're locked in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, is there anything that you want to tell the people before we begin? About yourself? Maybe where you're from, what your major is, how old you are.
Couple icebreaker
Yeah.
questions.
Yeah,
Dude,
some
that's my least favorite
icebreakers.
thing ever, dude. Like
No,
when
come
like
here.
dude, every time like any like professor or like teacher like asks like
No, I
tell us like where
know.
you're from and like a hobby, dude. I wanna slam
Yeah.
my face on the desk every
It's
time.
not fun.
Yeah.
What's your fun fact though when they
Like my
ask?
go-to is like I'm from Westchester, New York, and I like skiing, and then like I keep going.
That's your fun fact is
Yeah.
skiing.
Well, that's like
It should now be that you ski without poles, because I think that is a fun fact.
I didn't know that was like abnormal. I thought that's like kind of
I
why
think
I
it's just
didn't
something that some people can't do.
do that. Yeah.
I think it's cool.
It's like my one flex.
Yeah.
It's the one thing I can like
The
that's the
one
one
thing you
thing I
can
can say
do
I'm better at
is
is like
skiing.
skiing. Like
Okay.
I have like average like athleticism.
But skiing.
But skiing,
But skiing. You're going to the
I
Olympics.
dominate. Don't fuck with me on the slopes, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Watch out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I'm okay.
where are you
I'm all right, good.
from?
Oh yeah. Somers, Westchester, New York.
Yeah.
Small little town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's your major?
Finance. Yeah.
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 And what year are you?
Senior.
Yeah. And how
Yeah.
old are you?
21.
When's your birthday?
June 9th.
He's a Gemini.
Oh,
He's a
dude.
Gemini. Which is crazy.
I got the necklace on, too.
Because I'm a Taurus and I always said that I would never date a Gemini.
Yeah, look at you
Ever.
now.
Because my parents are Geminis. I know. It's so weird how that works out.
Know,
Okay, so something I like to do at the beginning of every episode is talk about my week and how my week went and what I was up to. Do you want to talk about what you were up to this week? Was it a good week, bad week?
well, like where we started, like today's Monday, right?
Yeah, I guess like I do it by like Wednesday, because Wednesday's okay, when I post.
True. Okay.
Usually, we're just like, how you been feeling?
I've been pretty good. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, like. I'm just like trying to graduate.
Yeah.
I'm just like.
That's so real of you.
So like basically, this weekend was fun.
This weekend was a lot of fun. Yeah. We literally were attached to the hip all weekend.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, we had 3 sleepovers in a row because I have no self-control.
And enjoy last every night, minute of it.
Last night I actually was going to take a night alone. And on okay, normally I'm not like this. Like normally, remember we had like a phase where I was like, you get 1 sleepover a week. Like I all of a sudden am so clingy because I think it's because you're leaving.
Yeah, I thought so.
Because you're graduating and now I just want to like.
I mean, I'm loving it. I wanted to not bring it up, but I wanted to be like, you know, graduating soon. Maybe we should, like, maybe we should do more than 1 day a
maybe
week.
Maybe we should just move in together.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, no, I'm like cool with the, I kind of like it. I like the text, just like the unplanned, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
because yeah. I was just sitting in bed and I was like, do you want to have a sleepover?
Yeah.
And you had just dropped me off.
Yeah, no, I was yesterday morning. Yeah. I didn't have to study. I was going to study for an exam and, like, perfect excuse not to.
Yeah, but then you studied today, so it's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm also, like, wicked smart, so it's okay. No, I'm, like, average.
No, you're smart. I think you're really smart. Yeah, but my week was good. Someone got me sick.
It was me.
It was Trey. Yeah.
Dude, I've been sick for, like, a month straight at this point.
I know. I feel like it's just that time of year where everyone is very sick, especially here because it's so cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
you took care of me a lot while I was sick, which was awesome.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
And this is the first episode that I don't think I was that motivated to film and record this episode as most of them, but it simply was because I was sick all week and I had, like, no inspiration flowing.
Yeah, it was, like, bad. It was, like... I could not think properly, like, at all.
Yeah, I was just in, like, a fog.
Yeah.
For a couple of days.
Feeling okay, then.
And so many tissues.
I, like, lost my voice at some point during it. It's still kind of gone.
No, seriously, and I, like, couldn't record last week because if I tried to, I would just be coughing and sneezing.
Yeah.
And my throat was so scratchy, but I think we're finally getting better.
Mm-hmm. Like, 20 Tylenol later.
Seriously.
Slamming Tylenol.
I spent so much money on DayQuil. It's expensive.
Yeah, ma'am.
And, like, for what?
You know you gotta to buy not it.
Suffer.
Big Pharma, baby. Let's talk about Big Pharma.
No. I have no interest in Big Pharma.
No, I'm kidding. I don't want to either.
We're wearing our matching hats today.
Mm-hmm.
I got Trey this hat for, Valentine's Day.
Yeah. It's fucking awesome.
Almost like Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now we can match because... You liked this hat.
You low-key blew me out of the water for Valentine's Day. You low-key fucking stunted
on
me.
No, I didn't.
You low-key stunted on me.
No, I didn't.
This was rad. and the water bottle, dude.
Yeah, but I liked your gift, too. You got me a basket. It was really cute. And the rose petals.
The rose petals were fucking awesome.
I loved it. And the candy was so good.
Yeah.
It lasted me a while. I'm saying that it's only been 2 weeks and it's just like pretty much all gone.
That shit was gas.
I think there's like one left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
was really good.
You tried that hot chocolate bomb?
Oh no, that I haven't tried yet.
Yeah.
I want to.
I've never used one of those before.
They're fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should do it after this mukbang. Subscribe to our Patreon.
I was gonna bring my caliente and mukbang on cam.
Yeah.
I was advising.
Caliente is a Mexican restaurant. What'd you get? You got a steak burrito, right?
Yeah, and then the guy, like, tricked me into getting double. And
double meat.
Yeah, he mumbled under his breath. I was like, I have steak, and he was like, man.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? He's like, man. I was like, yeah. And then he was like, all right, double steak. And I was like, all right, whatever. Double steak it is.
Double steak, I guess, twist my arm.
Yeah, that was so good. I ate it in my car.
I can smell it on you.
Actually?
No.
Oh, that's what I say.
I can't smell, period, so you very well could smell, like, steak, but I can't smell it.
That works. Yeah. Something about eating in my car...
Yeah, you love
is,
it.
...is, like, liberating.
Something about everything in a car.
Yeah, just like any car activity.
Cars, period.
Cars, yeah.
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 But not like in that way, just in like a sitting in your car way.
Yeah.
Yeah. The comfort of a car, there's something so comforting about being inside that little machine.
Little capsule.
That little metal capsule that could explode at any moment.
You're invincible. No, it won't.
You don't know that. Did you hear about the airbag thing?
Oh, the defective airbag.
Yeah.
Yeah. That won't happen to me, though.
You don't know that.
You know,
actually, I don't think Subaru has recalled anything.
I haven't even paid attention.
Me, though. Volkswagen. I drive a Volkswagen, and guys, beware, because a lot of airbags have been blowing up, because the airbag company that I guess a lot of car manufacturers get their airbags from recalled a shit ton of airbags.
Watch out.
Watch out.
No, but for real, though, I feel like the second I step into my car, I'm, like, immortal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like even if I got, like, I never got into, like, a car crash.
But it's like being a Transformer.
I feel like if I, yeah, exactly. If, like, I get into, like, my Iron Man, like, Hulk suit.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like even if I crash, like, even if I hit, like, someone at, like, 50 miles an hour, I would just, like, get out of the car and be like, damn, that sucked. Like, dust myself off.
Well, I don't
off.
Know about that.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like I feel like that would be me. Like, I feel like, nothing.
I just feel like that's you in general, though, because you literally jumped off of a deck one time.
Yeah, I just don't.
And
I'm
you
just,
were fine.
I'm just immortal, dude.
Yeah.
Someone's looking out.
Yeah, no, I think that's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah. But good for us for getting over our sickness.
That was so real of us.
Together.
Yeah.
It was nice being sick with you. Is that our first time being sick together? I think we've only been sick at separate times.
Yeah.
But Trey came to visit me over Christmas break at one point, and I was very sick, but I thought it was just a cold, so I was like, yeah, come, I'll, like, get over it in a day.
It got worse.
And then, like, you stayed for, like, what, like, 4 days, and I don't think we left my room because I was so sick, and I had, like, a 102 fever.
And you were asleep for, like, half of it?
I was literally, like, napping for a majority of the time that you were there, and we had, like, dinner reservations or something that we, like, didn't go to. Like, we wanted to go to dinner.
No, I
we wanted to, like, see Christmas lights. We wanted to hang out with my friends. Like, none of that happened. But you nursed me, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
And it was, like, cute in its own way, because it was, like, our first time, like, your first time experiencing me, like, sick.
Yeah.
And gross and
you get sick
sweaty.
As a dog, dude.
I know. When I get sick, I get very sick, and I, like, complain about it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a big baby when I'm sick. Especially when I'm, like, hot and sweaty, and I have a fever, or I have chills, or stomach aches are not something I fuck with. No one fucks with them, but
yeah
I just don't fuck with it. People are gonna see that we're, like, just doing this.
I said at the start I had the stim, like, I need to, like, do something.
Yeah
do you want
a stimming tool?
Oh, do I got the
Joe, you have your stimming ring.
I got my little spinny brick thing.
Yeah Something really fun and cool about us is that we both have ADHD.
yeah,
so but I think that's something that, like, we bonded over in the beginning of our relationship, because we would just talk about it all the time.
Yes.
And there are a lot of things that I think we have in common. Like, I mean, obviously, ADHD in women and men is so different. But I do think that there are a lot of things that you and I do that are similar, and we'd be like, oh, I do that.
Yeah, it's like stimming, like, the feet thing.
Oh, my God, yeah. We both, like, have to... We don't rub each other's feet up against each other, but, like, to fall asleep at night, and, like, I think I just found out this was, like, an ADHD thing. I rub my own feet together, like, up against each other.
Yeah.
And he does it, too.
I do it all the time, yeah. It's awesome.
But a lot of people don't do that. A lot of people think it's weird.
No, that hits.
But it's comforting to me.
It hits.
Yeah. Should we get into the juiciness? Should we tell people how we met? And how you fell in love with me?
Yeah, let's do it, yeah. You fell in love with me first.
Do you want me to tell? That's not true.
I was waiting for you to say it. Yeah. If you want to do the...
Yeah,
I feel like you gotta, like, give the spiel better. Yeah.
Okay, so...
It was February 9th.
No.
Shit.
I'm going back before that. I'm going to when we matched on Tinder.
Oh, I don't know that day.
Yeah, so we met on Tinder. I really want Tinder to sponsor us, actually.
Yeah, they'd be sponsoring everybody.
Because remember they had their, like, Start to the Swipe campaign?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, we would be perfect for that.
Yeah. The Brady Broski sponsorship?
Yeah, I think I need to reach out to Tinder, honestly. Because we genuinely met on Tinder. I like Tinder. Do you you like Tinder?
It's all right.
It's we like Tinder. I'm sending this to them.
I love Tinder.
I love Tinder. There's someone with a gun behind the camera.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we met on Tinder. I was swiping one night, and I swipe, and I see this man. I swear to God, this is the first thing I remember. Like, piercing blue eyes. And I just, like, paused.
I don't got blue eyes, though.
Yeah, but in that picture you did. It was a picture of you with Jamie.
Yeah, I remember
that. At date night.
Yeah.
So, one of his pictures on his profile was with one of my, like, good friends in my sorority. So, I took a screenshot, and I texted her, and I said, is this your man's? And she was like, no, just a friend. She was like, this is my friend, Trey. And you were with her at the time, which was really weird, because you guys, like, hadn't hung out in a while.
Yeah, we weren't fans of each other for a gap, for, like, a year.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden you were hanging out again and, like, becoming friends again. And at that exact moment that I texted her that, she just happened to be at your house. And she sent me a picture of you. I was like, this is Trey.
Yeah.
And then I said, well, tell Trey to swipe right. And she said something to you, right?
Yeah, no, she told me, like, immediately.
Yeah.
And I was drunk at the time, so I was just like, word. And then, like, I pulled like, Tinder immediately. They immediately start hunting. And
Yeah, so then we matched, and one of us messaged the other. I think it was me. I think it was me. I think I slid in first, and I was like...
Wait, if you read...
Wait, no, it was you.
No, we did this.
Yeah, because... Okay, I re-downloaded Tinder.
Yeah. If you re-download it, you can see, like, the old messages.
Yeah, to see, like, our messages. It was you, because my bio on Tinder... This is a good tip if you need a good Tinder bio. It was, like... My bio was, like, must be 6'11".
Yeah.
And you slid in and said something like...
But it was, like, the layup answer. Like, the easy answer. It wasn't even, like, anything like that, like,
creative. I think you were, like, about 6'10"?
I said I'm, like, 7'11", or no, wait, no. I said I was, like, an inch shorter than what you said, and I was, like, blah, 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 give me a chance.
Yes, but that was the least creative. You said I'm 6'10", give me a chance.
Yeah, that was, like, the least creative route, though. I'm sure that, like...
I had gotten, like, one similar to that, but... It doesn't matter. That was, like, your line.
It was enough to get by.
Yeah, it was enough to start a conversation. Yeah. And I was like, LOL, you're Jamie's friend, right? And you were like, yeah. And then we chatted over Tinder, and then he ended up asking me to his frat's date night as our, like, first date. So, like, our first time meeting was at his frat date night.
Yeah.
And I wore a cute little red dress. I'm going to put pictures in and stuff.
Oh, yeah, like the little inserts, like, in between us. Yeah.
I'll put in a little insert. And yeah, you tell me about that from your perspective, like that night.
But, oh, day night?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was on February 9th, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I was fucking sweating, dude.
We were both really nervous.
Yeah, I was shitting bricks. Mitch, I was talking to Mitch about it.
Mitch is his, like, bestie boo.
Yeah.
I was nervous too, but it was funny because a lot of my friends, because we know a lot of the same people, we had a lot of the same friends, they were like, oh yeah, like, Trey's really cute, but, like, he's a friend. That's what Molly said to me.
That's so fucked up. I can't believe you said that.
Molly was not looking out.
Molly, you should have hired me out more than that,
dude. And no, like, I just didn't, like, have any expectations, but I was nervous because I knew that I liked you.
Yeah.
Because the way that we were texting, like, I already was interested. Yeah. Yeah, and I was just, like, pretty conversational, I feel like. I was very comfortable with you right off the bat. I thought you were funny.
I've, like, texted people before, and I've had to, like, put my phone down, like, think for 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And, like, oh, what should I say to this?
Yeah. That's what I thought about you.
You know, like, the brick wall meme? Yeah, where it's, like, guy, like, yeah, put that right there.
Yeah.
Usually it feels like that.
Right.
But it didn't this day. It felt like two guys.
Yeah, and you.
Yeah, two
having
guys.
Having a conversation.
Just two dudes talking.
Yeah, two dudes chilling in the hot tub.
Yeah.
5 feet apart.
Yeah.
Because they're not gay.
Exactly. And then... Yeah, I just rambled about that. I just rambled way too long about that.
No.
But yeah, no, I knew, I had, like, a good feeling because of that. Because I was like, all right, mm-hmm. this girl is, like, not dry as fuck. Yeah, and then... Yeah. I didn't like having any expectations. I was just like, you know what, if I fumble, I fumble, and then but then I got nervous like an hour before.
Yeah, I had one of my friends drop me off.
Yeah.
And then your house was like hosting a pregame, so I pulled up to his house expecting like maybe 10 other people, and I think didn't you tell me there were like 90 people at your house?
No, it definitely wasn't 90. It was like, it was more like 50.
Your whole house was full. There were so many people.
Yeah, yeah.
But that house wasn't like anyway, that big. True. But it was packed, and I walk in, and I was so nervous. So we just like went to your room and chatted.
Yeah.
I was like, where are you from? Cause like, oh, the other thing I think I said, I was like, don't tell me anything about yourself.
Oh yeah, you did that on purpose. Yeah.
I totally did, cause like I didn't want to be dry like meeting him. So I was like, don't tell me anything about yourself until date night, so we'd have stuff to talk about when we met in person. And that worked really well, because then, like, the whole night we were just chit-chatting and small talk, and I feel like that was nice, because it wasn't dry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was great, because I knew a lot of the people there, because I knew a lot of the people in your frat, and it was so much fun. And then the party was fun. He kissed me during Mr. Brightside.
That was a premeditated move. You don't,
classic.
Like, you know, like the POV, like POV a guy's hitting on you, but he's just singing the song in your face.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Started. I hope that wasn't me, because like I saw like the POV. Yeah, yeah, like.
Yeah.
It was only a kiss. It was.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was me.
That was exactly it.
Well, you dubbed me once, and then.
And then he asked me to marry him on our first date.
Yeah, that was. That was a risky play, but...
It was a risky play, but look at us now. It
clearly worked out.
Yeah. And then after that, the rest is history. We've been dating for almost a year. We're celebrating our one-year anniversary in less than a week.
Wait, what's today? It's 6 days.
Mm-hmm. In 6 days. Yeah. But we're not going to be together, because we're on spring break. Mm-hmm. And somebody is going to Punta Cana, which I thought was in Mexico. This whole time I thought Punta Cana was in Mexico.
I didn't know where it was.
It's in the Caribbean.
Yeah, there's the meme.
I'm going to Texas.
Texas.
Woo! This ain't Texas.
Woo! Yeah, you love that song.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. Yeah, Texas is cool. I like Texas.
Speaking of Texas, and speaking of spring break, I don't think I'll be putting out an episode next week.
Oh, man. No.
Are you...
How am I gonna make it, dude? Yeah. I need my fix on Wednesday.
But there will be an episode the following week. Yeah, no, I'm taking a week off, because I think just with like the travel and stuff, I'm just not gonna have time to edit.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Fair enough.
But whatevs. So we're back. The video cut out because my iPhone storage is full, but hopefully we've got it going again. Hopefully it doesn't cut out again. Who knows at this point? Who knows? It's. I feel so bad that it keeps happening, but I think I need to buy more storage. Today, though.
Yes.
We're going to be giving relationship advice, because one person asked for relationship advice, so we're doing a whole episode on it, and I thought that it would be cute if we did it together. So off the top of your head, is there anything, any advice that you want to give? Oh, no. Oh, no.
Nah, I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
Have you tried dialing in?
Stop. Trey has an addiction to saying locked in, dialed in.
Tapped in.
Did internship
with Tapped In University.
Stop.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right.
Locked in. Okay. End scene.
What was the prompt?
Do you have any relationship advice you want to give?
Yes.
Like, for us, like, what has worked? What do you think that...
Alright, I'll give, like, a broad one. Like, I'll give one that's, like, pretty common mistake.
Okay.
You got, like, being careful not to say something that, like, you can't take back.
Yeah, that's a good one. I think you and I are very... We have really similar communication styles.
Yeah.
I think. And we really are careful with what we say to each other and how we say it.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that has probably helped us, because we don't really, like, fight or argue a lot. I think we've definitely had some minor disagreements. Or, like, stupid, like, modern we've had, like, a couple, like, stupid, like, bickering moments. Like, two of those. Do you want to expose me?
No, I'm already gonna do that to it.
But for the most part, like, we don't fight with each other because I think we're very honest and open about when we feel something.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important in any relationship and friendships and your relationship with your family and your love life.
Yeah, you know, just don't say something that you can't take back, you know?
Yeah.
Like, try to think of, like, an example.
It, like, calling someone, like, names.
Yeah.
And stuff. Yeah. Like, that shit's, like, hard to forget.
Like, if you break up with me, I'm gonna kill myself. Like, don't, definitely, or, like, don't, that, definitely don't say that.
That is a crazy statement, yeah.
Yeah, that was just an example, for example.
But just don't say stupid shit if you can try not to say stupid shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You'll be patient.
Patience is key.
Try not to be snarky too much.
Yes. You definitely are part of the sassy man apocalypse, I would say. But you're not too sassy. You don't have too much attitude.
I don't got...
Doesn't cause problems. Yeah,
I already got, like, super sass. I mean, like,
you have a little bit of sass.
Yeah, like a healthy amount.
Yeah, I think a healthy amount of sass. And there are definitely times where, like, you get snippy.
Yeah.
But I think every time you've gotten snippy, because I really don't get like that. I've just been like, okay.
Yeah.
And like just teased you for it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then you like giggle. And it's never that deep.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So don't.
And I'm always right.
Yes. You are always right. You do that wrong.
I think just also making time for each other. We've been really, really good. And thankfully, like, we've been blessed because it's been easy for us to make time for each other. We've just happened to have a lot of, like, the same schedule. I feel like last semester we had the exact same schedule. We live 5 minutes away from each other while we're at school. When we're at home, we live an hour and a half away from each other. But over the summer, this is really weird, but we separately got internships, like, without knowing where they were. And they turned out to literally be a block away from each other. And I could, like, see his office from my office window. That's pretty cool. So, like, that was easy when we were doing, like, long distance, I guess. Because 3 days a week, we were, like, a six-minute walk away from each other at work.
Mm-hmm.
And we could get lunch together and see each other after work.
Good times. Or, like,
commute together sometimes.
Good times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then, of course, thanks. Then, of course, like, next year, we'll be doing long distance.
Medium distance.
I guess, because you'll be, like, what, 2.5 hours away while I'm at school?
Mm-hmm. Dude, long distance is, like, not driving distance. That's what that is.
True. That's disrespectful to the couples that have to, like, get on a flight to see each other. Medium distance.
Yeah.
Is what we do, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's tricky, too. But also, a lot of people have said that it's a great time for us to grow. And so many couples, like, do long distance at some point in their relationship. I feel like it's inevitable if you have a really long-term relationship. Yeah. At least for a couple months or even a couple weeks.
Won't be so bad.
No.
Good.
Oh. It takes two.
Oh, that game is fun. Yeah.
Oh, my God. We started playing this game. Was that at the beginning of summer? Yeah, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
But this game, like, won Game of the Year last year. It's called It Takes Two. And is it... I think it's made for couples, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, or like friends. You can play with your friends, but it's a game that you play together. Because it takes two. You can only play it with two people.
Yeah.
And you kind of have to like work together and do a lot of like teamwork activities. And the whole premise of it is it's about a couple that they're thinking of getting a divorce and they get turned into these like little wooden doll things. And they have to complete all these challenges like around their house to get turned back into humans.
Cooperation.
But it's so fun. And I think that that has been a really good thing for our relationship. Just finding things to do together in general, though.
Yeah, like,
like, any game or activity that you can do together, hobby. We love going for walks together.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's always been really good for us.
Yeah. Shopping.
Yeah, we like shopping together.
I like shopping.
Yeah.
Or
just, like, going for drives and looking at things. Like, we always, like, just, like, drive around and look at shit.
Yeah.
look at shit. Eating together, we love eating together.
Yeah, cooking, that's a good one.
Yes, cooking. Yeah. Cooking together is so much fun. I think also we just like cooking for each other. Or just like doing things for each other. Some of our like favorite gifts have been letters and notes.
Yeah.
And just like homemade shit for each other. Like, I made you that picture frame.
Yes, that was awesome. You made me
that like little bracelet. I love that.
Yeah, the folks at work love that one. That was my favorite.
The things that we make each other, I feel like
You're better at the DIY.
No, you're good too. He made me a hat. He made me a beanie.
Yeah. I was really proud of that.
Yeah.
I almost had like a conniption one night. Like
over the beanie.
Because I almost fucked it up. Like, I was like almost done with it, and like I almost like fucked it. But I was able to like pull it together, and I got become a hat.
I love it.
Yeah.
He's a really good gift giver, and I think a part of it is because you just love like finding those TikToks, like what to get your girlfriend.
Or was like Pinterest.
Yeah, Pinterest.
That's the hack.
I introduced Trey to Pinterest, and he loves it.
Yeah, it's definitely like a life hack.
You're pro Pinterest as a man, I would say.
Yeah.
Pinterest, I recently did a project on Pinterest. I showed you that.
Yeah.
It's 79%.
Pinterest is lit.
Yeah, why Pinterest is lit.
Yeah.
But yeah, their audience is 79% women. Yeah. So you're the minority on Pinterest.
Huh.
But you love it. I feel like it has improved your style too. All of a sudden you're so swag.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I got a tattoo because of it. Like,
yes, you found your tattoo on Pinterest.
I want another one, like now.
Yeah, I know.
I'm debating just like getting it. I'm debating like, just like going, like just pulling the trigger and just like dropping $100 on it.
Dear Apple, why do you do me so dirty? I only have like 3,000 photos. I've cleaned out my photos so much. They do me dirty.
Check. Ooh, all right, guys. Topic of contention. Where's the clitoris?
Oh, my God. Where is it?
For all you guys out there, I found it.
For all of the guys that listen.
I'm not telling y'all. Trade secret. I'm not telling y'all where it is. I found it, though. Checking that one off.
I guess every man has to go on his own journey to find the clitoris.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like a story. Woman. It's like a story art.
Or they.
They will find the clitoris.
Yeah. Every person has to go on their own journey to find the clitoris.
That shit's elusive. I had to mention it.
What about date ideas for the people? What are some of your favorite dates that we've done? What about... We went to a Yankees game that we slept through.
That's pretty lit. Dude, I can't... Baseball is mad boring. I'm sorry. Like, I can't sit through, like, a baseball game.
Okay. The reality of it was just that we were drinking all day. And then we went to a baseball game. And the game was at, like, 5 p.m. And we slept through, like, 5 innings. But we were there for, like, the last half
of the game. I almost died on that train. That train ride back.
Yeah, then the train ride back was just the worst thing that we've ever been put through. But somehow we lived. Yes. We went to the Edge in New York, which was so much fun. And I think, how many proposals did we see while we were there for? We were there for all of, like, 45 minutes.
Way too many.
And if you don't know what the Edge is, I'll put a picture in. It's, like, basically that place at the High Line. And where is the High Line?
Hell's Kitchen?
Yes. In Hell's Kitchen in Manhattan.
Right? I might be wrong. I don't know.
Oh, no. It's in Hudson Yards.
Is that... Yeah, there.
Yeah, it's like over there.
Wherever that is.
It's over there. And that's where that thing is, the like the bumblebee thing that what is that?
Oh, the Hive?
Yes, that's where the Hive is, where they had to close it because someone jumped off of it.
Yeah.
That was
tragic.
Yeah. But basically there's a place called the Edge where you can look at like the entire New York City skyline from this like glass rooftop thing.
Yeah.
And so many people proposed there. There were a lot of tourists, but that was like the coolest date. And did we decide to do that spontaneously or no? We planned that.
I planned that.
Sorry, let me take credit. You planned that.
That was because
that was like one of our dates early on, and we like met up in New York. you took the train into New York from your hometown, and I took the train in to New York from my hometown.
That was so lit.
And then we met at Bryant Park.
Yeah.
And
that homeless man asked me for, I gave him $20 then.
That was crazy. I think you were trying to impress me. Really, just started dating still, and you like.
Look how generous I am. See that homeless man?
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking throws in $20.
But you are. You're a good kid.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, we went to the High Line, and we went to a really nice dinner. We had sushi.
Yeah. I got soft launched. That was so awesome.
Yeah, I soft launched him on my Instagram story while I was getting sushi.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
That was a good day. It was
an awesome day.
Central Park.
Wait, is that we did. We sat on a rock in Central Park for like an hour.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And just like looked up at the buildings and stuff.
It was kind of weird. It was like everyone around there. It was like dark out, so everyone was just trying to like...
Lurk.
Yeah, and lurk. Smoke. Lurk and find spots to like grind at.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was definitely an interesting vibe, but you and I had fun.
Yeah.
We just kind of like explored. Did pottery one time.
That was cool.
We painted pottery. That was really fun.
And skiing.
Yeah, we went skiing together recently. Trey taught me how to ski.
You're pretty good now.
I'm okay. I did the bunny slope the whole time, and then I couldn't even do like the bigger bunny slope. I was getting very nervous.
Nah, it's alright. You did the S. That's all that matters.
I did.
Oh, Malcolm Todd.
Yeah, we went to a concert together over the summer, and we stayed in Brooklyn, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Shout out Malcolm Todd. We love Malcolm Todd.
Yeah, Malcolm Todd, if you're watching this.
We want Malcolm Todd to perform at our wedding.
Please. Please hit my line.
I almost got kicked out of that concert.
Yeah, that sucks.
And I also, this was so crazy. I won't say where this was, but I went to the bar, and like, I was underage, so... I could go in, but I had to show my ID anyway to go in. I forgot my license. Dude. And he still let me in.
Dude, that was like...
That was crazy.
That was so real of him.
I was like, please.
He was so disappointed in you when like...
I know, he was like, seriously, you didn't bring ID?
No. He was like, when you got... When they almost kicked you out, he was like, come on, man. Like, I told you how to cause trouble. And I was like,
no, I know. He was so mad at me when I almost got kicked out. But I didn't get kicked out. And we had the time of our lives.
Yeah. It was dope.
We love watching movies together.
I'm doing too.
And we recently binged The Bear. We love The Bear. That's a really good show to watch as a couple. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting into The Sopranos.
Dude, what's the hype with... What's his name?
Who?
The Bear Man.
Jeremy Allen White. You know the hype with Jeremy Allen White.
He looks like an eagle, dog. Come on. He looks like a bird.
Are you jealous?
Nah.
Because then you also said that you wanted arms like his.
Okay, he does have some sick-ass arms. I'm not gonna lie. He looks like an eagle, though.
Stop. I love Jeremy Allen White.
That's great.
And I love you. And I love Trey. I just tried to kiss your cheek, and I just, like, headbutted you with my hat.
Yeah.
It's preventative from like PDA.
Yeah, it's like
like contraception. No kissing on camera. Yeah. This is my form of contraception.
Yeah, it's just like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
One time we went out and we got like ingredients for pizza, and we had, it was like an eggplant and olive pizza that we made at home, and we watched the menu, which was, I thought the menu was kind of scary.
Nah, it was like goofy.
Oh, you know what one of my favorite dates was? When we took my little brother to an arcade.
I did.
In my hometown. We just took my brother out to an arcade, and we had so much fun.
That was fun. I do like arcades.
Ooh, we went on a date one time and picked out a dog. We found a dog that my family ended up buying.
And then we got the dog. Gasoline and came the dog.
Baby Lila. And then we raised the dog.
Yeah.
All summer. We spent all summer.
She's a slow dog.
With little Lila. And... Yeah, it's really clear that, like, we were the ones that spent the most time with her because she's not a good dog.
No.
But she's a baby.
Yeah, she's the baby.
So it's okay.
Yeah.
She's a little baby.
She could do no wrong.
She's our little baby.
Yeah.
No, literally, my friends, like, think that she's my dog. My chicken. She just turned one.
She did, yeah.
Yeah.
Just
like us. We just turned one.
She's 1 year old. Can I hear me?
Sorry, okay, it was on mute.
Alright, next segment, Drake video.
We're back. The video cut out again. Oh, I like your doodles. Okay, are we done with advice first, though? Or are we just hopping around? Do you have any more advice? We forgot about pop culture already, because we're obsessed with talking about each other.
Advice. Conolingus advised. And then...
We're so bad at this.
I'm just rambling.
I know, we're just chit-chatting.
I was rambling.
Advice, just be nice to each other.
Yeah,
just... And remember that your partner...
Just don't be an asshole.
Don't be an asshole. And remember that your partner is a person, too. And you love each other. Yeah. And go on dates and spend time with each other and put effort in. And write each other letters.
Except the hard guys.
Save all of your letters to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, and read them when you're angry. And be nice to each other and buy your girlfriend flowers.
Yes.
And cunnilingus. Pro tip. And discover the clit. Look for the clit.
Definitely find that.
Draw a map to the clit.
You're going to want to find that. Do as much research as you can.
Yeah.
It took me years to find it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And buy matching hats.
Yes, definitely get matching hats. Okay, so let's recap. Matching hats.
And communication is key. And patience.
Communication is patience. Don't be a twerp. Cunnilingus.
Be funny.
And
I think we're a good couple because we make each other laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just be a comedian.
Just be dope as fuck. All right, guys. Next topic. I know you all been itching to hear about this.
Now we're moving on to pop culture because someone really wants to talk about.
We're talking about the Drake video. Is it a missile?
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, hey, Connor Finance. What you gotta say?
Who's Connor Finance?
Hey, who's Connor Finance?
Who's Connor Finance? It's my
your only text from Connor Finance.
It's my mister.
Your only solo text.
It's my mistress, Connor. Yeah. It's Connor. You need me to print out your cheat sheet?
It's Connor's crazy.
It's Connor.
It's Connor. It's Connor. Shout out to Connor Finance Connor.
Thank you, Connor.
Thank you, Connor.
Like, is this PG? Like, is this like a rated R podcast or like?
Yeah, it's for adults.
Oh, okay. Oh, my mom's listening. Fuck.
I know. Yeah, his mom does listen.
It's already too late.
Hi, this is Luchula.
I'm talking about the Drake video. I'm sorry.
Do you think your mom's seen the Drake video?
She. I hope not.
Mrs. Luchula, if you're listening, let us know if you've seen the Drake video.
Burning question. Comment if you think my mom saw the Drake
comment
video.
Comment if you think Trey's mom has seen the Drake video.
Did she see the Drake? Mr. Luchula, watch out. It's gone. Yeah, I got taken off.
Okay. But well, that's okay. The Drake video shocked the world.
Oh, yeah, no. Actually, he was laying just like I am now.
That's the visuals.
Yeah, this is the visual. And just like...
This, but Drake.
I'm Drake. But like, it was like... Like here,
I don't for real.
If my memory, like you could like.
Why? Because Anita Maxwin.
Yeah, because Anita Maxwin.
Anita Maxwin.
Anita Maxwin. Yeah. After that, I was like, dude, there's no way this guy's breaking 4 inches.
You want to talk about Timothy Chalamet and Dune too?
Timothy Chalamet, would I fuck him? Maybe.
Right.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, my boyfriend would leave me for Timothy Chalamet.
Nah.
No way. Trey thinks that his little looks like Timothy Chalamet.
I mean, he does.
His frat little.
Yeah, he does.
Shout out Cam, you look like Timothy Chalamet. Cam, if you're watching, comment down below. This might get to Cam.
Somehow, yeah.
Maybe his girlfriend or his girlfriend's friends watch.
Yeah, no. Nah,
well, I know his girlfriend's friends watch.
It'll find its way to him.
Cam looks like Timothy Chalamet.
He does. What was I gonna say?
So Dune 2, we're gonna go see Dune on Thursday, right?
Ooh, wait, I might have bad news about that.
Okay, so it looks like we're seeing Dune at like midnight.
Worried, yeah, if they got a showing that late, I'll still watch it.
I won't go to my class in the morning. Let's be so for real.
Mine got canceled.
Mine's probably gonna get canceled. Oh my god, should I tell them about my psych professor?
I think you should.
Well, I mentioned it so briefly. I said that he was crazy. I won't name names, obviously. That's illegal. But, no, he's illegal.
Yeah, no, he's definitely...
He's illegal.
He's canceled.
He's canceled because you're not supposed to talk. We go to, like, a public state university, and you're not supposed to talk about, like, abortion and religion and politics, and he just... He has hit a home run with those.
This is him. He's just
yapping. He loves talking about his ex-wife, and he loves talking about naked babies.
Yeah, sus.
Lots of anal. We talk about lots of anal in my psych class, and lots of breastfeeding.
Yeah, too much.
It's crazy. It is just the most mind-blowing class, and he just argues with everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he seems like just a tad racist, so... He's definitely tenured, though,
Something. They can't get rid of him.
I feel like that's the problem, because his Write My Professor is awful.
I'm sure. I just drew a picture of him.
Yeah, but I would skip that for Dune.
Yeah.
The Bachelor.
Yes.
Yeah. So, we love The Bachelor. We stan Joey. We stan Joey in this household. I really stan Maria. It's on tonight. Today's Monday, and I'm so excited because tonight is hometown.
You know what that means.
Yeah. Joey's going to all the countries.
Countries.
He's going to Canada. He's going to Louisiana. He's going to Hawaii and somewhere else. But isn't that so... Aren't you so excited for Joey?
Dude, I'm stoked. I'm stoked for the recap guy. That's about as much as my attention.
Try watching the recap so you can understand what I'm talking about. Yeah,
that's about as much as my attention span could take.
Yeah, shout out Bachelor Fan Take. If you're looking for a Bachelor account to recap, I'll link him in the description if I remember, because he's wonderful. I love him. And he really does capture his attention, which is awesome.
Yeah. Oh, I just can't, like, it's so long.
It is really long. So, and the only reason why I get through it is because my friends and I, like, watch it together.
Yeah, like my friends aren't going to watch it.
Yeah.
There's no way.
But I'm a big Joey stan and a big Maria stan. I also really like, I like all of them, but I really like Kelsey.
Which one's that?
The one, they went, like, they took the dip in the water.
The dip?
The dip in the cold Canadian water.
The cold spring. Oh, with the... Oh, yeah.
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 You would know if you saw her.
No, I remember. I saw the recap.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were talking about, it was like, his, shrinkage.
Yes.
Joey had shrinkage.
Joey had shrinkage. Yeah, but her... I really like her, and I really like Maria, and I really want Maria to be the Bachelorette. I knew this was going to be the final four. I think everyone knew this was going to be the final four. It was so obvious. It was so painfully obvious. But you were really happy that Joey finally addressed the yellow eye rumors.
Yellow eye allegations. They are true.
Yeah.
But, you know,
he said he was very sick when he was little.
Yeah, see, I can't make fun of him for that.
No, it's really valid, and we stan. I do want to see a little bit more of Joey's personality.
Did the last two episodes.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like that's when you get to know the Bachelor the most.
Oh, true.
Because he's going through all this stress, he locks in. He really locks in.
Locks in for those lives. Yeah, he's for the really fantasy focused. Suites. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Joey has mad stroke.
Joey got mad stroke in.
Yeah, Joey got mad stroke in. Okay, so we're going to be answering... questions, and if you don't know what this is, I have we're gonna be answering one question because I haven't been really getting that submissions if I'm being totally that many submissions if okay. I'm being like totally open and transparent, I've gotten like 4 submissions to my hot girl hotline, which is where it's a Google form, it's linked in our Instagram bio. If you want to ask me for advice, you can ask me for advice. I love giving people advice, and it's completely anonymous. But someone asked a question, and I thought that you would be really a good person to talk about this, because I know that you have told me that you have felt this way before. So I think it's something that we both could give good perspectives on. But someone asked, how does one deal with feeling lonely in college?
I was about to give a sarcastic answer for a second. But let me read that again.
I think being in, like, lonely in college, though, is very common, especially... your first year, like freshman year. You started college during COVID, so that was like a unique experience. You didn't have a roommate.
No.
I feel like it was kind of hard for you to like get out and like actually do things because all of your classes were on Zoom.
Yeah.
And I know like a lot of times then you felt lonely. And I relate to that. I feel like freshman year, before I really found like my friends and my people, there were a ton of times where I felt lonely, and it didn't matter if I still had like
friends. It just, like, there were some places where I felt like I didn't necessarily fit in, and I was still figuring out the person I wanted to be. And I think that's a really, really, really hard thing to go to. I mean, to go through. But patience is really key with this, because it does take a while, I feel like, for a place to feel like home and to find the people that you are meant to be around in college. One of my best friends, like, truly did not find her, like, good best friends until junior year. I didn't really, like, get to know my best friends until my second semester freshman year. There are a ton of people in your life who you didn't meet until your sophomore year.
Yeah. You just gotta, like, get involved with stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, getting involved definitely helps. And I think, like, even just talking to people in class if you can, talking to people around campus, like, it never hurts to strike up a conversation with someone, because more often than not, people are also lonely and also kind of want someone to talk to and are willing to talk to you.
Yeah. Like, the first, like, wave of loneliness when you, like, come to college, like, passes. Like, yeah. That, like, dread of, like, oh my, like, you're not home anymore. Like, that one passes pretty quickly.
It definitely does. But also know that it just takes a while before someplace really, really starts to feel like home.
Yeah.
I didn't feel at home in college until my sophomore year. Like, I truly felt like this, like, town in this area was, like, homey to me. It definitely took a while.
Yeah.
And everyone feels that way, too. It's so normal. I felt lonely in, like, rooms full of people before.
Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah, and it's your first time away from your family and your pets and your home friends, and it's a huge adjustment. And I think part of that is just giving yourself grace and also finding things that you like to do by yourself, because spending time alone is such an important skill to grow. Once you learn how to spend time alone, like, it just changes how you keep yourself occupied. I love, like, doing things by myself now, like going on walks by myself for drives.
Yeah, no, I've always liked doing stuff just, like that.
Spending time alone.
Yeah, no, it's good stuff.
Yeah. Because you're alone doesn't mean that you have to feel lonely.
It's like honestly, like, you can just, like, join as many clubs that, like, sound, like, somewhat interesting, because you always just, like, leave after you join.
True. What's the worst that's going to happen?
It's like every club is, like, a group chat, you know?
Yeah.
Or, like, you always just, like, they don't, like, trap you, like, when you join.
Yeah. That's so true.
Yeah. So you can just, you know, throw shit at the wall, see what sticks.
But it's also just really hard, especially if you go to a big school, trying to find people with the same or, like, similar interests to you. I think a lot of people have a hard time with it. So that's also what joining clubs will help you do. Because then you find people, like, if you like to read books, join a book club.
Nerd.
You like to read books, and yeah. I also like to read books. But, like, anything, just so you'll meet people who have similar interests to you. Anything helps.
Yeah.
Get out of the house. And also just go to, like, events.
Yeah, and go party, loser.
No.
No, cut that out.
Yeah. Yeah, but, like, anything that, like, people ask you to do, if you don't have anything going on, just go. Yeah. And have fun with it. Like, freshman year, I was down to do whatever, and I was down to go out all the time. And if someone asked me to go for a walk with them, I was like, yeah. Because I just want to make friends and meet people, and I think just say yes to anything that you can.
Yeah.
And go to, like, the stupid events that you think no one's going to go to, like, your dorm events that your RA throws. Like, show up.
I did not show up to those.
I showed up to them. I liked my RA.
I did not go to those.
It was nice. I felt bad, though, because Arias always, like, complained about how no one would go. And they worked hard on them. There's two different kinds of people in this world.
Yeah, I don't want to go to no fucking, like... I'm like, Among Us, like, RA events.
True. Oh, my God. Yeah, that was, like, the Among Us phase that you were in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way.
Remember when James Charles hosted, like, live Among Us? Did you know about that? He had, like, Among Us. No, like, at his house.
Oh, at his house?
Yeah. James Charles was here over the summer.
He was. Strutting around, being...
Yeah, strut.
Strutting around.
But, to recap, if you feel lonely, you're not alone. I promise, you're never as lonely as you think you are. And it gets better.
And you find your people eventually, even though it might not feel like it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so real of you.
Do you have anything else you want to say? Do you want to wrap it up?
Let's see if there's anything in my notes. You like orange juice or apple juice more?
I think, honestly, apple juice.
See, that's like...
It's sweet.
I respect that take.
Is yours apple or orange?
I can't decide.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Flip a coin. That's why you're a flip a coin person.
Siri, apple juice or orange juice?
No, not the article saying which is the healthier choice.
Oh, I ruined it.
Why do you gotta ruin it? Did you see that video of that mom? It was so funny. There's a TikTok that I saw of this mom, and she had like an app that was like a food scanner.
Yeah.
You saw that? Did you tell me about that?
Wait, like...
And, like, it would literally... She was taking, like, food out of the pantry in the fridge, and she would hold her phone over it, and it would beep if it was unhealthy. And then she'd be like... Done. She'd be like, 75%. Like, I would scan her.
Scan her?
I would scan her.
Scan her forehead?
Loud, 75% bad.
Loud, incorrect buzzer.
Oh my god. That would drive me crazy.
Yeah.
That's so almond mom. Yeah, but do you wanna tell people to follow you anywhere? Check anything out.
Follow my Pinterest.
Altruist Pinterest.
I forgot what the account name is.
It's just Tringus.
It's probably my name. I forget. Yeah. I like honey roasted cashews and...
What do you like? Who do you want to give a shout out to?
Shout out to Drake, obviously. Brittany Broski, if you're watching.
We love Brittany Broski.
Brittany Broski. Noah Beck.
Noah Beck?
Noah Beck. Definitely, James Charles, pre-2020.
Well, thank you for being my second ever guest.
Yeah, of course.
You were such a good guest. Yeah, thank you. I love you.
I love you more.
Maybe you'll have to come on again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I killed that. Behave. What?
I think you killed it too.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening. I will see you in 2 weeks. Rate us 5 stars on Apple Music and Spotify. As always, subscribe on YouTube.
Subscribe
watch
to everything.
On YouTube.
Subscribe to everything. Subscribe to my TikTok. Definitely find my Pinterest.
Follow my TikTok. Follow me on Instagram.
Follow my Pinterest.
My name is Carly Lang.
Follow my Pinterest. My name is Trailer Chalut.
Okay, you can find it. You can find us on Instagram at 20smthingpod.
Yep.
I think, or podcast.
DM yeah, me. DM me what you it. Like. DM me if you fuck with honey roasted cashews. We can be friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love honey roasted cashews.
Yeah.
Okay. Goodbye. Love you.
Thanks, guys.